Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton said Friday she understands not everyone has benefited from the improvement in the U.S. economy since the recession.
I believe we had to recover from the recession that we inherited from the last Republican administration. I love it when Republicans criticize us as though they want everybody to have amnesia and forget that when Barack Obama became president, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month.
Meantime, the Republican Party nominee for president, Donald Trump, also campaigned on Friday.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. Lying. How do you lie to the FBI? And I mean, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
Presidential election will be November the 8th. U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating their attacks on the city of Manbij near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city's center. Meantime, the U.N. envoy for Syria is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of any humanitarian corridors, allowing civilians to escape Aleppo. U.S. military is vehemently rejecting remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S. military was siding with plotters of the failed military coup in Turkey. Erdogan criticized U.S. general after the general voiced concern about the long-term impact on U.S.-Turkish relations. This is VOA News. United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August 12th, comes amid increasing reports of renewed violence in the country's southern states. Mission of 10,000 troops was unable to intervene in the battles in the capital Juba between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and others who backed the former First Deputy Vice President Riek Machar because both are equipped with heavy weapons. However, thousands of civilians gathered at UN bases in search of a safe refuge during those street battles. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 2 million since December of 2013. Some of Afghanistan's most vulnerable citizens, those who have fled their homes due to violence, face even worsening conditions. We get that story now from VOA's Aisha Tanzim and Islamabad.
War and violence has forced many Afghans to flee their homes and move to other parts of the country. An Amnesty International report in May put the figure of internally displaced persons in Afghanistan at 1.2 million. Afghan government developed a national policy to help them, but has been unable to implement it. The United States Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction blamed the lack of implementation on corruption, lack of capacity, but also many provincial governments. However, Sayed Hussein Alami Balkhi, the Afghan Minister of Refugees and Returnees, said his government was working hard to help the IDPs despite difficult conditions. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Pope Francis walked in silence through the Nazi death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland on Friday. More than a million people killed there during World War II. Most of the victims were Jews. The Pope met individually with elderly survivors of the camp. U.S. state of Florida has reporting now four cases of the Zika virus, seemingly not linked to travel. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
One of these four cases involves a woman, and the other three cases involve men. They're all active Zika cases and have not exhibited symptoms to be admitted to the hospital.
Mosquitoes which carry the Zika virus have been found in southern U.S. states such as Florida. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who are infected with Zika give birth to babies with a congenital defect called microcephaly, which causes an abnormally large small head, that is. More than 1,600 such cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.